1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris's political campaign has raised $100 million in just over a day since she announced she was in the race for the White House, the money coming in as she hits the campaign trail for the first time since Joe Biden's historic decision to step aside.
Biden still has 6 months left of his presidency, and he says he's determined to do everything he can, both at home and abroad. That includes trying to end this war in Gaza and bring the hostages back home, both of which the president says he is on the verge of accomplishing.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Continued calls for Secret Service head Kim Cheadle to resign following her congressional testimony about Donald Trump's near assassination. A Springfield, Illinois area police officer has been charged with first-degree murder and fired, accused of shooting a black woman 3 times, killing her in her own home. Sonia Massey had called about an intruder. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson says she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. Her Milwaukee whistle stop is her first time on the stump since rising to the top of the Democratic ticket Sunday.
We are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
That's Harris yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Nearly all of Wisconsin's delegates are lining up behind Harris. 2 people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 2 people died when a plane crashed about 2 miles south of EAA Air Venture Monday. Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, the NTSB, and numerous other departments responded to a farm field in the town of Nakaimai. When responders arrived, the plane was fully engulfed in flames and both occupants had died. Names of the deceased and all plane identifiers are being withheld pending notification of family. The cause of the crash is being investigated by the NTSB. Today is day 2 of EAA Air Venture 2024 at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. EAA communications specialist Drew Stefani said air shows will be a huge draw for the visitors.
As part of the air shows, the snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s, all that sort of fun stuff, too. So there's going to be plenty to see throughout the week.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp continues with Jordan Love as only a spectator as the team and his agents work out a new contract for the quarterback. Can a deal be done in the next few days? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think so. But again, you never know. I mean, we're working really hard to get that done. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Head coach Matt LaFleur on when did he learn he'd be without Love at practice.
When I was told yesterday. is what it is.
In the meantime, backup Sean Clifford is running the offense.
Step in there, get in with the ones, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Cubs last night 3-1. Chicago's Ian Happ with a home run. The Brewers held to just 5 hits. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 78 this afternoon. Thunderstorms will end tonight. Gradual clearing after midnight, 62 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
The Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel. Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way live from EAA here in Oshkosh. Having a phenomenal time. By the way, today is National Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. Great. Well, you know, like a peanut butter cup, like a Reese's.
Oh, okay.
You know, mixing them together.
Yeah, okay.
One of the greatest things ever invented, don't you think?
That was a good invention.
Do you ever buy a Hershey's bar and put peanut butter on top of it and just put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds?
I would.
It's delicious.
I bought the peanut butter cup because that's.
I know, but if you got, yeah, I know, but okay. It's try yeah, that
same
sometime.
Thing though, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really good.
That's there's got to be a peanut butter and jelly day too.
Not a big fan of peanut butter and jelly. I gotta be honest with you. No, I'm not a fan.
All right.
Vanilla ice cream day. Wow,
love it. Love really? It. Absolutely.
Who would ever order vanilla ice cream?
Anybody?
Nobody.
Get anybody
oh
in here
God.
From 30? No, Johnny. I
it's
will.
My this favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just wait. No, it just
vanilla.
Wait.
Man?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
She says no.
No. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So. Okay, you guys, just for the record, 33 flavors, pick any one of them. How many franchises did they have? They must have hundreds and hundreds. Any of them, number one selling ice cream?
Pistachio.
Number one selling vanilla. All those flavors, all this, you know, noise around the old good staple vanilla. It's vanilla.
Today is yada, yada, yada day.
We should celebrate that.
You know that? I know yada, yada, yada had a day.
Yeah, it does. It's based on the Seinfeld.
I love it.
Yeah,
fantastic. Birthdays, Daniel Radcliffe is 35. He's from Harry Potter, right?
Correct.
Monica Lewinsky is 51. Almost seems like.
Yep.
Why did go ahead, do it. Go ahead.
I did not have relations with that woman.
Thanks.
Why did she get her?
I'm just reading it. Marlon Wayans, 52. Allison Krauss, who I like. Allison Krauss is 53.
She's so good.
Isn't she awesome?
Yes.
Did you ever see her and Jamie Johnson at the Willie Nelson tribute, and they did Seven Spanish Angels together?
No.
It'll make you get choked up. It's so good.
Really?
She's so good. Whiskey Lullaby. You received a Whiskey Lullaby.
Yep.
Slash is 59. How did he live to get to be 59? And Woody Harrelson is 63. So there we go. And now we're joined by very special guest, Kristen Scheich from the Warbirds Division here at EAA. Congratulations on something. You're born and raised in Oshkosh.
Yes.
And you have a phenomenal job in Oshkosh.
Yes.
That people from all over the world would love to have.
Yeah.
How'd
Absolutely.
You swing that? That's awesome.
I started 22 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but you were really young.
I was.
Yeah.
Just out of high school.
Wow.
Yeah. And I started in the warehouse and started with merchandise and then worked my way over to administrative assistant of Warbirds. And now I'm executive director.
You know, the Warbirds, that's a huge category and a very cool category, right? It's
yeah.
And when you walk around here and the grounds here are just impeccable and you see so many things from the future of aviation to something historical, but how many Warbirds are here?
As of right now, 270 are registered, and we're hoping to have at least 200 more.
Really? That is like awesome. And they fly. Obviously, they fly here.
Yeah, they fly every day.
How did you get interested in warbirds?
Right.
So my grandpa was here from the beginning.
Okay.
And he brought my dad up in the whole aviation world. Well. Yep. And then I would go with them every year. I've only missed one air venture in my entire life.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Have you been to other air ventures?
Yeah.
And I'm curious as how this compares to other shows, other events in the U.S.
Well, I've been to Sun and Fun, and this is like three times bigger than Sun and Fun. I think Sun and Fun can pretty much fit in the whole Warbirds area. This is the biggest one I've ever been to.
Cool.
When you talk about warbirds, tell people exactly what that means.
Warbirds are military aircraft that have flown in wars, that have they go all the way back from World War II all the way up to current ones. We do prototypes sometimes, you know, there's some once in a lifetime aircraft that are actually out by us right now in training command.
You know, the cool thing is, though, too, when you see some of the old ones like that, the World War II ones, you know, you see the movies and they look, you know, big and kind of indestructible and everything. And you get up close to these things, it's like, these are small aircraft that help save the world.
Right. And it's unbelievable because they're, you know, we're so used to flying in pretty large jets now. And some of those planes are, and they were in battle.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You have some speakers that come in and speak to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Warbirds in Review. So those people have actually had combat experience, you know, World War II, Korea, and any other conflict.
We don't have too many World War II veterans around anymore, but I remember years ago when we were talking about Pappy Boyington, who had been here, and some of the guys from Japan. I remember there were German Luftwaffe guys here one time. And I think one of the cool things that I've, because when I write my books, I've interviewed a few guys that fought on the other side, you know, fought for Germany and everything like that. And they're, you know, the movies and whatever, you know, makes all those guys out to be, you know, just these evil creatures. And you sit and talk with them. Right. And it's like talk to some guy from Two Rivers who happened to move over here and worked at the
doing his job
at the beer factory or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And isn't that has to, in your career here, has to be so enjoyable meeting
really
those
is.
People and they seeing the human side of these people.
Yeah.
Well, this year today, we're having a tribute to Bud Anderson, who is a World War II flying ace in Warbirds in Review this afternoon.
Awesome.
And it's going to be a flag folding ceremony if the rain holds out.
Right.
And it's going to be a really, really good tribute. So I recommend everybody come out and
see the courage of those people too, huh? Back in the day.
And on something that's not that protected. You know what I mean? The plane is not that protected. You know, you're kind of out exposed.
Exactly.
No,
well, I flew in a B-17 one time, which was the biggest bomber, was the most used bomber in World War II at the time. And the same thing, it's like you see all these movies like 12 o'clock high and all these great old movies. And then you're in it and the skin of that thing is this thick. I mean, you could shoot my 410 shot gauge shotgun that I used to hunt rabbits with would go through that thing.
Yeah.
That's all they had for protection.
It is. And some of them blew their wings off or lost their tail and they still landed.
Yes.
Amazing. You do the warbirds and you say they may have up to 400 of them here and you've been to other events. Do you have a favorite? Is there?
Corsair is my favorite.
Martin, what is that?
The Corsair.
That was used extensively in Korea.
Yes.
That was huge. They'd fly off of the ships. The USS, was it the Missouri? No, I can't remember. But they would, and when the Marines especially were in tough situations, and they'd call them in, and he said, it was almost like not to get rude, but he says, it was almost like God answered your call, because these things came out of the sky out of nowhere, and you knew now we had about a 1% chance to live because we were so outnumbered, and now we have about a 99% chance to live because these Corsairs are so amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool story. Hey, did you get the bite or are you pilot's license? Are you into flying aviation?
I do love flying. I do not have my pilot's license, but I do have a few hours of flight time.
You do. And do you fly in these small planes with friends?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been asked to fly with friends, and I just, you know, if they're not good drivers, I don't think they're good pilots.
Sometimes they're better pilots than drivers.
Well, your friend is.
Larry McCann. Yeah.
What else is going on this week that you think people will be really interested in? I mean, today it's everybody's just kind of getting started and kicking the tires and those sorts of things.
Well, we have our simulator building. We have six different simulators. They're Corsairs and P-51s. They're for children between the ages of 8 and 17. You can fly a flight simulator like everybody else has. We have the Warbirds Tram Tour, which goes from 9 to 3 every day.
We took that last year.
That was fun.
That was fun. That's a great, and you can sit and they kind of, yeah, on the, through the speaker system.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing to do early on when, right, you first come here. Get in the lane, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. That's a good tour.
Goes through every row of aircraft, right, and tells you what they're about.
Yeah, we said last year the one thing they should do a little bit better is mark or sir. Remember, we were looking for some booth, and we drove throughout the entire. And we never found.
We had a cart, and we were trying to find something. We just
were lost.
I know, but we don't. I'm sure it was. It's very well laid out. We just
don't have a great sense of direction.
No, we don't.
Oh, gotcha.
We just kind of wandered.
We probably just drove in a circle for a half hour, but we
passed the same place like three times.
We didn't find what we were looking for. That tour is cool, though, and they do. It's narrated, which I think is helpful to people like me that haven't studied it nearly as much as you have. I mean, we know the different wars, but what aviation, and they really do a good job. And then you can always just walk back after, yep, the tour.
We actually drop everybody off at our store so that after they've gone through the whole thing, they can try and see if they want to buy anything.
Yeah.
You guys make any estimates on how many attendees you think you'll have this year?
Oh, I think at least 600,000.
And Green Bay is worried about having the draft
with 500, 600,000. You guys do this every year here. You don't even sweat it. So it's, but you know what you're doing here too. I mean, this is what, 50 years here? So probably 70
years. 6 years for Warbird.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the EAA here. It's been here for, yeah. So I think this is 1970 or something. I'm just saying, you guys know what you're doing here when it comes to logistics and where things should be. Restroom facilities, it's all good, you know. And I think I just, if someone has heard about this for years and they live in Manitowoc or Green Bay or, you know, our listening area, to drive down here and bring your kids, which are free, I still can't believe that, and $48 or $50 for an adult, and it's all day. It's air shows. There's a night air show. There's, yeah, it's just, and your whole Warbird thing is just great. Well, history.
You know what, Jim? Like, they can walk up to right outside of a Cobra, oh, yeah, helicopter, and then they can study about the what that has done.
Absolutely.
For troops, or the Corsair, even how many lives it saved in Korea, and the Phantoms. And I mean, you know what I mean? You could pick one Warbird and study that, and that'd, right, be so educational, right, for somebody young.
Absolutely.
In fact, you don't even have to be young just to, you know, see it in person, and then you just have such a better concept, right, of what it is.
I think people know, most people know wars, but why did we win has a lot to do with those planes that you're hosting.
We'll be standing right next to those. Right. It's pretty amazing.
Right. Cool. Start up and run up. Oh, it's just amazing.
Did you ever go up in a Corsair?
No. P-51, though.
You did?
Really?
Yes.
Wow, the P-51 Mustang.
Yes.
Those were amazing. Actually, wasn't it the P-51s? You saw Saving Private Ryan.
I did.
Wasn't it the P-51s that came back in and knocked out that Nazi tank right at the very end?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're there, and it's here. So, yep, we can see that all here.
Yeah, it's just soldiers, angels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, I think, cool. That is cool. Like Johnny said, you look at the plane, but to talk to people who know a lot about it, it's, yeah, like a free education. It's just awesome.
Yep. So. Kristen Scheich, congratulations on what you've got going down here. The Warbirds Division Leader. Come see American military history at its finest. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to set our break back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor down here at EAA in the media headquarters in Oshkosh. Weather is holding out there. The sky is pretty blue-gray, but no rain since we got here.
No.
So that part's good.
Said it might, but even if...
Between 1 and 5?
But if there's rain, it's not thunderous rain.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the radar right now. Looks like most of it is past us now.
Oh,
maybe
good.
A couple showers might, okay. You know, pass through.
She yeah. thought that was pretty minor. You know, that whole... and you're really into this, you know, because of the book writing that you've done, these wars, but... What a great section of the EAA. And she said there's 220 here. They're going to get another 200.
Yeah, there were 400.
Warplanes. I mean, that is just, that's a day right there. Now, I mean, there's so much else to do here. But, you know, that's just got to be cool. You know, the grandpa, great-grandpa was in there to go. And you can probably find, good chance you'll find his.
Not only just the pilots, but for every pilot, there are probably 20 people in support behind them in all the different areas.
Right.
So, I mean, all those, that was a team thing when you had your, especially those ground crews in like England in World War II, where they had, that's their baby, that plane. And they, when you've seen it in the movies, they would wait out there for that plane to come back. And
those are the lifesavers.
Yeah, absolutely. Like even the Memphis Belle, one of the gentlemen was from Green Bay who flew in the Memphis Belle. But those, I mean, they, two things, ground crew guys would never have to buy a drink if they're in a bar with pilots. And pilots would never have to buy a drink if they were in bars with, you know, ground troops.
Right.
So they all really respected what the others did.
Well, yeah, that was the three-legged stool. I mean, they needed each other. They couldn't have done without one of us.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I mean, they knew it and they respected that. And then the other thing today, those air shows, too. I get a kick out of those. I don't know.
Oh, I do, too.
I used to think they're crop dusters, but you can hear them flying over us. Yeah. They're the biplanes.
Love them. That's why I said my favorite model that I used to make, the Sopwith Camel. That was biplane. That was really, really cool. That's like Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Right. Okay.
That'd be something like that.
It would be yours. Okay. No, I think that's really cool that these guys are doing that. And I'm excited about, you know, not about tomorrow night. Yeah. Tomorrow's Wednesday or Saturday night. Those night air shows are awesome.
And the drone show they're doing.
They're doing that.
Imagine how cool that's going to be.
Yeah. Like I said, to come down here and $50 and you're here all day from what? 9 in the morning till 10 at night. I mean, that's pretty good value.
Fantastic.
You can spend that on a movie for 2 hours. And then the kids are free too. And I think that's cool. And the museum's open and it's just, the food's good. The coffee's good.
It's really good.
Yeah. I know you said that. Why?
Really?
You know why you think it's really good?
Why?
Cause we've been waiting for it for 2 hours. That's why, okay. you know how that is. It's like, oh my God, is this a good burger?
I think it's great coffee.
It's great coffee too.
Yep.
I think it's really good.
Tastes like what you would get at a diner or something.
Absolutely.
I love it. This is great coffee.
So I took my kids and we went beyond the ropes and I put the kids in the basket.
Isn't that amazing that he did that?
You know what?
It's amazing to me that Jim, we're telling the story earlier. Jim, was it here?
Yeah,
it's a museum.
There's Steve Frost.
Okay. And a hot air balloon that flew around the world. Okay.
It's the first, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And came here for like a week or two.
Right. So you took your kids down to see it.
A display.
Yeah.
And there was no.
But it was the actual thing. I mean, this was his. It was the real one.
This was the real one. I was only here for a short period of time.
The balloon inflated inside?
No.
No. Okay.
This was the basket with the pictures behind it. And I think it was here for a display for a short period of time. I may have got here before it opened. Because I tell you, Johnny, there was nobody.
Around it, right?
Yeah, but there was nobody here. There was when I walked into the museum, the lady was really cool. Oh, you're like, oh, and I think I Okay, I just want to say I probably got here 20 minutes before it opened.
Yeah.
So I walked in there, there was nobody there.
What did you think the ropes signified? Just curious.
Well, I think this is a very special display. Uh-huh. So come look at this. This is something that's very unique. And I kind of knew it was there anyway. Okay. So I went over and took a look at it, and definitely.
And you saw the ropes.
But I saw the
basket. Daddy, what are the ropes for? Did you say?
They didn't.
That's for other people. That's for kids whose daddies aren't the mayor of the Super Bowl champions.
It was maybe a 15-second thing. And I looked around. There was nobody there. I'm like, okay, you guys, just
do it. Scoot under the ropes.
No, I didn't say it. I lifted them over the ropes and put them in a basket.
All right.
All three
baskets.
They're not very big. I mean, we're sitting in the booth here, probably here to the wall. Yeah, I would say they're 5x5, 6x6, maybe.
I would never go up in a hot air balloon.
And that was.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do it for these romantic bottle of wine and floating along. And yeah.
There's been some.
I know.
Unbelievable disasters.
I know. Like that. I know.
And I think
I can see me falling out of one for some reason.
Yep. Me
I
too.
Don't know why. I could just see me doing too. Something. No, and
That's not too far fetched.
All right. Yeah. So I'm just saying. But when you would come here before, did you have a favorite thing that you'd come to? Or was it for the air shows?
Well, I like the air shows a lot. And I just, that just, I was, but I like the feature, right? I like the Blue Angels. The Harrier was here.
I got to throw this out there. What? Because even at the Packer games,
they fly upside down.
No, but you want to talk. You want to talk about ladies just like swooning over somebody. It's like almost like me in my younger days, where they just swoon.
Yeah.
And those guys after they do the national anthem run, and they're walking through the corridor in their flight suits, women just almost throw themselves at them.
They do. They do the flyover and they get back and
it's just like
You guys want to change?
No. I'm pretty sure the entire broadcast last year was John talking about how he was going to get a flight suit.
Yes.
The entire broadcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now people would know. They do. You don't carry yourself like a pilot. John, they would
be, my God, I carry myself like a fighter pilot.
They'd start giving you candy like it's trick or treat. Here you go, young man.
What do I lack to carry myself like a fighter pilot? What do I lack?
I don't know the demeanor. What's the word I'm looking for? The confidence,
the swagger?
The swagger.
Swag? I can swag with the best of them.
Get your head on a swag.
Oh, you want swagging? I can swag like you can't believe. I've had people tell me that. Man, you got a great swag. I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Yeah. No,
you know what I like to do?
I think
get hold of Chris again from the museum. See if he's got a flight suit. And Thursday, he would let me wear it.
I don't know if he would do that. That'd be like
people come up to me, and I'd have a southern accent. It's like, sir, how you doing? I just want to thank you for that's quite all right. How you doing, young man?
I don't.
You hoping to wear a flight suit to be a fighter pilot someday? I sure do, sir. Can I have your item? You betcha. They call me Ace Goose. Ace Goose.
Yep. I don't think the true pilots would like that.
I don't think they would know.
I would stay away
salute
from that.
So that would happen. Like
general. And then,
as Ace over there? Is that Ace Goose?
That's Ace Goose.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you thought you said Ace Deuce.
Yeah. It's John's his left hand. So yeah, I don't know, Johnny. I'm not sure.
You borrow a flight suit.
I don't think that's a good idea. No, I don't.
We just sit here and do the show.
I would think it'd be very cool to get one of those guys on our show.
Yeah,
because those guys are cool.
Can I do a whole show Thursday in that southern accent? Hey, how y'all doing here, Todd? How we doing there? What's the MO? All right, come on. Uh huh.
What are you driving a semi? No
that's
what I'm saying. No, that is
too.
I'm so far off, but okay.
All right, fine. Yeah, well, Brittany, come here one quick second.
Jeez.
How much time I got, Todd?
Like 30 seconds. Thank God.
Brittany, why do women swoon over guys in flight suits? Why?
The same reason. Well, why?
Why?
I don't know, because it's sexy. It's a man in a military or uniform or something.
I'm wearing a flight suit.
Did you?
I got swag.
He would not look sexy. He doesn't have
yes or Brittany. Yes, oh no, one yeah. word, yes or no. Yeah.
It's a
thank you.
Tell me that you wait for me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Harris is holding her first campaign event as her party's presumptive nominee today in Milwaukee. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love won't participate in training camp, which started yesterday, until a contract extension is settled. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says he is confident a deal will be done in a few days. Governor Tony Evers recognized Aviation Week this week. The declaration coincides with EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. The world's greatest aviation celebration produces $170 million in economic impact for this region. Because the area will see a huge increase in visitors this week due to EAA Air Venture just south of us in Fond du Lac, police are working with area hotels and motels to raise awareness for signs of sex or drug trafficking. The FDL police have deployed additional officers and marked and unmarked vehicles to target those who may check into area hotels or motels to use, deliver, or sell narcotics or engage in sex trafficking. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you were a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pemberton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 78 this afternoon. Thunderstorms will end tonight. Gradual clearing after midnight, 62 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Todd and Amanda for being out here. What time did you get here, Todd? Oh, he gave his mic away.
Last night.
5 o'clock this morning, you were here. Amanda, what time did you leave Manitowoc? 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people, we're talking the crew people behind the pilots and everything like that. That's what we've got with these people. We got the best in the business. So really great having you guys.
Yes, it's great.
Taking care of all this for us. And
so spacious.
We're here with some more special guests. Jim, introduce our special guest.
This is awesome what you guys do. You actually train the youth to be pilots.
Yes.
So introduce give me your names and we'll talk a little bit about where you're from.
My name is Tiffany Ward. I'm from Northern California. I joined Sling in August of last year. I just recently got my CFI certificate, so I'm working on my double I right now. And then hopefully
we'll get to
work. We know sports,
but slow down.
Gotcha. So CFI is Flight Instructor Certificate. So at this point, I can train people to be private pilots or commercial pilots to make
money. How are you?
I'm 22 years old.
You're a pilot.
I am, yeah. Unfortunately, I did not. It was not that cool.
It's possible.
It is, yeah.
I'm going to ask you, you first.
I'm Matthew Todden. I am the media and enrollment manager for Sling Pilot Academy. So I help with the media that we do here. And
Sling is a school.
Yes. So we're a pilot academy where we train people.
And you test to get in?
Apply and you're in? Or
what do I do before I come to see you?
You have to be good in math?
I mean, you got to be decent, but above algebra, you don't really need too much more than that.
Well, I did go above algebra. Remember I said I had general math 2? Advanced general math.
That's not even close to
it. Touch or like do tax and stuff. I mean, it did. Whatever.
This guy already disqualified you, but since is there an age limit?
There's not an age limit.
These guys.
To get in. I mean, if you want to get into a career in the airlines, you have to retire at the age of 65. But it only takes you about 2 years to get from start to getting into an airline.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Is this a young person's world these days?
We get a decent amount of people of all ages. I mean, we get a lot of people right out of high school and college who are like, I really do want to be a pilot and I figure it out now. And then we get some people that they've gotten half a life into a career before they realize that.
Wow.
So I want to be a pilot. Not me. I'm just talking about a kid. That's 25.
Because you'd be retiring right now. You'd actually have, you'd be in for like 3 days to say, hey, thanks. And
thanks for the certificate.
Here you go. Here's your watch.
What? Tell me the process. So Sling, we go online. We find Sling Academy. We call you because you're the director. What's the process? 1 year, 2 year?
So pretty much what you do if you come in with zero time is you're going to get 7 ratings like Tiffany's done in 9 months. So we split that out over the amount of time that you need for each rating, and you get through them comfortably with our help. So we set out a whole schedule for you. We have a curriculum, and you're not really worrying about what do I do next. We're getting you ready for what you're doing.
Is it like 5 hours a day or anything? Or is it like intermittent, or how does that work?
So about 2 hours a day are ground school, on the ground. And then another roughly 2 hours are either in the plane or the simulator. And then we recommend an hour or two of self-study just to kind of keep things moving along.
What do people find is the biggest challenge?
Honestly, the ground stuff, I think, is a big challenge. Flying is obviously very fun. You have fun with your instructor. You have fun flying in California over the ocean. But studying on the ground and keeping yourself motivated, I think, is the hardest. But that's why Sling helps out so much. We're surrounded by people doing the same thing. Everyone's willing to study with you. Everyone's willing to answer questions.
My guess is a graduate from Sling, your job placement is probably pretty high.
Yeah.
We actually have a partnership with SkyWest to get jobs after the program.
Right.
Do you get many people that have been in the Air Force or Army Air Corps or anything like that want to turn civilian and need to start over again?
Yes, we definitely do get people like that who they either are able to utilize some government funding, or maybe they've gotten their private or part of that through their military background and now they want to finish up.
I got a feeling it's not real cheap, right? Something like this.
I mean, it's
comparable to college tuition?
Definitely. Okay. And we are less expensive than any of the other programs that are comparable.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to at a young age, what's the youngest you'd let somebody come through to at least kind of use the simulators and do things like that, even if they couldn't get their license? Because there are, like we were talking about, we're just shocked sometimes at how young these kids want to get involved with flying when they get that bug. So yeah. Do you guys have limits like that?
I mean, we don't have official limits. Usually, as long as they're just wanting to train, they're not trying to solo, which they can't do until they're 16.
Okay.
As long as they're not trying to hit that checkpoint, we let them start as young as they want. We have, you know, we also sell Sling aircraft, and we have some owners that have kids that are like, oh man, I get to go on the plane all the time. Can I go fly? And we get to throw them up in the simulator, sometimes get them up in the plane. And it's pretty cool to see their reactions.
What is the hardest part about learning how to fly?
It's just a whole new world. You're learning a new language. You're learning a new control. You now have another axis that you're moving on. You've got traffic to look out for. So it's just completely new from anything that you've ever done before.
Like I told Jim before, because one of the guys here was trying to recruit me to be an air traffic controller.
He wasn't at all.
And I told him, I said, I'm not really good attention to detail, and my mind kind of wanders. I don't really pay attention to things. Would that be a negative as being a pilot?
You do have to be able to focus. I mean, there's a lot going on, so you have
ADD
to.
ADD right here, right in front of you. Hey, we are talking this with Matthew
and Tiffany.
And Tiffany with Sling Pilot Academy. And this is an academy where, you know, this growth of aviation is just the beautiful thing about your industry is it's evolving. I mean, in a big way. It's not stagnant. There's always something new. Personal aircrafts, there's private jets, there's just a lot of things you can do, obviously commercial as well. And you can go to Sling Academy and get your license in less than a college education and
get a pretty good job.
Well, I mean, for you guys pay pretty well. I'm not the airline industry is not known for people scraping by. I mean, it's a great career.
Yeah, it is now. I mean, if you talk to somebody who got into it 20 years ago, they might have a different story for you.
Why?
Just because the initial pay was really low.
Oh,
so okay. It was, you know, around $20 or $30 an hour, and you're working in the regional airlines for, you know, 5 to 10 years before you move on.
They didn't pay those guys anything. But
now you're getting $100,000 a year in your first year at a regional airline, and you're only moving up from there.
Yeah.
This earlier too. The best movie that inspired you with your love of flying.
What would it be?
Yeah, 20 years old. Oh, yeah, you ever think of like YouTube, Jim? It's a brand new thing.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
Did any movie have an influence on your aviation career?
I'm trying to think.
The answer is no, Johnny. These guys go to the love of the industry.
This, Jim.
They're smart. Look at these guys. They're smart.
Talk. How about you let them talk?
Top Gun is cool.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, for me, I watched Top Gun and I thought it was really cool, but that wasn't necessarily what pulled me into aviation. It was more just a love of physics and engineering that I would rather be involved in the actual use of it than trying to fix it for someone else.
I was going to take a physics class at Arizona State, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was majoring in media, you know, so but you had to get one just to, like, and I didn't last through going through the syllabus. I left halfway through, like, through the syllabus and walked out. So yeah, physics isn't my friend.
This attraction to aviation, I don't know if your mom and dad took you to a show when you were young or your grandpa was a pilot, but you like the mechanics of flight.
Yes. I was going to get into engineering, but kind of like you said, my grandpa was a pilot. So I was kind of pulled toward aviation a little bit, but like a lot of people out there, I didn't think, oh, this is for me. This is my calling. I thought, oh, people who are pilots, they know they want to be pilots forever. They train forever. It's just a whole life thing. But what people don't realize is you can decide to do it any day. You can just go get started and it only takes you a couple of years to be in the airlines.
Fascinated by it, and I don't understand this part, but okay, so somebody comes to your school, mm-hmm. and you train them on what, Cessnas maybe or something, or
we have our own planes called Slings, actually. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, what size would that be then?
They're a two-seater light sport, low wing plane, and they're actually out here. There's one of them out here at Sling Island. It's a big outdoor booth.
Oh, fantastic. We'll check that out. What I'm asking is, so they go from that, and they say they want to be a DC 10 or whatever pilot. Is that a whole nother realm of training, or are the fundamentals enough to carry you? How does that work?
the fundamentals are similar, but you do have to learn new things like high-speed aerodynamics. They don't really want to put brand new people in those giant planes.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll have you train in a simulator for weeks or more.
Yeah.
And you're going to get prepared. You're going to get ready, go through a bunch of rigorous tests like you're going through flight training, but in a simulator only instead.
Okay.
And then you'll become what's called a first officer and fly with a captain until you're proficient enough to kind of move up.
At what level do you want to get to, Tiffany?
As high as I can get.
Like airline, like DC-10s or whatever?
They'll go wherever the wind takes me.
Wow, that's right. Cool. He's aging himself. They don't make DC-10s anymore. DC-10s
anywhere?
No.
I'm not sure.
They don't.
You know.
That's a...
Todd, they still make DC-10s?
No.
Yeah, they do. Well, 14s and
L-10, 11. So you don't know where you want to end up. You may end up being commercial pilot. My neighbor is a commercial pilot, and that co-pilot's the best gig. I just talked to him. I was in France, you know, yesterday, and they just have to get the hours. They're co-pilots. Now he had to take over, but that's a good gig. He hasn't had anything really bad happen. Some turbulent weather, but nothing.
You're kind of like my co-pilot.
But he's just loved that industry and just his great family and you've seen the whole world. And
yeah.
There's a lot of respect. We were talking about that earlier when you walk through with your shirt with your pilot stripes on. I mean, that's
why do women go crazy over guys in flight suits?
It's a little bit of a cheap medic, right? That's the rest.
I have a little bit. Okay. I'm not sure why.
I'm going to wear a flight suit here Thursday.
All right, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Well, one last thing I want to talk to you. How do you get people to know about you? Obviously, something like this, but otherwise, how do you go out and say, hey, if you ever had an interest in flying and wasn't sure how to go about it, we're here for you. How do you spread the message?
We come to shows like this.
Yeah.
We put out a lot of our own media, so a lot of our own YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
okay,
et cetera. And then on top of that, we go to schools. So career fairs, anytime we can get to a local high school, even sometimes middle schools, we'll go because we want to let kids know this is something you can do and you don't have to wait to get started.
I will give your owner credit because they teach you in like business school to send out people who you want to hire, you know, so there's not some old guy with white hair telling me about the pilot industry. I mean, you guys are 20.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just say that they are attracting younger talent, right? I mean, that's who you're going after. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, I think this is cool. I mean, if you guys are the face of the future of
that's
a flight, right. They picked some pretty good people. I mean, they really truly did. And you're exactly right about that.
Yeah.
Great. You could be cool and still be a pilot.
And thanks for coming up here and talking to people and talking to the youth. Because I think everyone finds aviation kind of a sexy industry, but can I do it? Is there any way I can do it? And you're saying, look, if you really put your nose to the grindstone in 9 months, you could get your license. And in 2 years, you could be working in the airline industry for $100,000 a year. I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Definitely.
Plan. So, yeah, I think this is great. We're going to come over and see it. Sling.
Yes.
It's called Sling Island.
Yeah, we have Sling Island with all the aircraft. And then we have Sling Pilot Academy booth in the Education Center.
All right. We're going to swing by there, you know, and you guys are here till Sunday.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Okay, aside from that, just as fans of this world of flight, what do you guys like to look at here?
I like to watch Rob Holland and any of the jets. Those are my highlights.
Okay.
I watched the B-52 land. That was so cool.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
I tell the story all the time. I grew up next to a B-52 base, and if you'd be playing ball or something like that, the game stops, and everybody just looks up with their mouth open. Yeah. How is that thing staying in the sky? It's so big, and the wings seem like they're going to fall off because of the 8 engines, and that's just magnificence. And if you saw that, that's the highlight of the week.
I can't stop talking about it.
Very cool.
Where your home is, you've been to the Spruce Goose?
I haven't.
Oh, man, it's right down the block from you, dude.
Oh, wow. Way to put him down, Jim. Oh, this is ending gracefully. Mike, right?
Matthew.
Oh, that's great. Huh? He's just picking right up on it, so...
Tiffany, thank you both for being here. Like I said, no lie, great representatives for Sling Pilot Academy.
Thank you. Enjoy
your time in Oshkosh.
You too.
All right, Mind on the Mayor. We're going to send a quick break back from EAA right after this. Don't
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. Thank you very much, Lino and the mayor. Once again, wrapping it up down here at EAA in Oshkosh. Met some fantastic, interesting people once again, didn't we?
That's just today, right? We met like eight very, very interesting people. And, you know, the common thread is they love it here.
Yeah.
You know, they're excited to be here. There's things they're looking forward to. And even
like you're going to a convention, like
right,
a
but
political
he's been
convention.
30 years he's been coming. He's still as excited as these people who just came in. This is their second year.
So like we go to a mayor's convention. What's that like? Yeah. Who'd you hang out with?
Other mayors.
For like, from where? What cities?
A lot of we would get together, NFL.
Okay. Would there be, okay, let me, I was going to ask you that though, because there's like a million cities in the country here, not a million, but lots and lots of that are bigger than Green Bay. Lots of them.
Lots of them.
But yet you could walk into, you know, with the mayor of New York or Philly or Chicago, they'd be, hey, you're the mayor of Green Bay, title down.
Yeah.
Kind of, you had some swagger. You had some swagger.
Bloomberg just thought back got along the Daily. Diaz.
Did you wear those little sweater vests with your name, Mayor of Green Bay?
He did. Were there young people though, Jim? Like we just had these two young people. Were there young people at these
young mayors?
Yeah.
Some chief of staffs. Okay. Oh, young mayors?
Yeah. Wasn't Manitowoc's mayor like 18 when he was elected?
He was young. Justin was young. He wouldn't be in the conference because I think it's 50,000 and
okay
over
or above
for
okay
cities. I think it was that. Yeah, there were some young ones out in California, but no, it's a little bit older. I mean, we need more youth in everything, but it was just a great conference. We had some great speakers. I mean, the presidents always came, you know, to come and talk.
But I mean, these guys are so into flight. Every single person down here, 600,000 of them, were you guys all huge political geeks? And I say geek in a good way, that you're just so into it.
This is what I would say about the difference in the industries. I think people here really, really want to be here.
Yeah.
And I can't say that was true for every mayor's conference, that they really, really wanted to be there. I think is, you know, sometimes you look through, these people aren't looking around, shaking hands, seeing who's more important than you. They're just here to talk to anybody face to face. And what do you do and how do you do it? And so, no, it's, this is a cool convention. Just the camaraderie here, the support for the industry and for each other is awesome.
I gotta be honest with you. I think that simulator thing would be interesting. Don't you, Todd?
I'd like to try that.
I would love to try that.
You got to go over to the education center because that's where I met the folks from Sling.
Okay.
And there's some simulators over there you can check.
You just jump on them.
Sign up for Thursday. We can't.
I don't think there's lines or anything like that, but
I got to leave early Thursday because I have an interview I have to do afterwards.
Yeah, I hope you can
not leave early. But
I mean, get the job.
Wow.
What? No, I would say after this, I mean, just because you, I mean, as a side hustle, I want you to commit to
it. Yeah, that's right.
Trying to dig himself up. Yeah. Wow. Wouldn't that be fun?
I know you're interviewing somebody for your book.
I think that'd be fun.
It's so cool to see all those kids over there, too, who are interested in it and all the different schools over there and programs.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But that simulator, that's 2 feet, right? I mean, that's not easy to fly that thing.
I don't know. I've never done one. I don't know. To do a simulator for here? I don't know. It doesn't take a lot of time, Todd.
Can you just sit down and try it? Okay, we'll go over there after this. There's so much. Hey, we got to take that tour and look at those warbirds too. I don't know if you want to do
Talk about just, I remember being, you ever have simulators for driver's ed?
Yeah.
And the driver ed guy, he goes, well, you just hit that dog. I'll never forget that. It's like, oh, dog. It's like, would you pay attention?
No, this that. Yeah, this is probably a little more serious, right? In a plane.
It's one of those things though too. I mean, say what you want. I mean, I hate to use this term, the ignorance of youth, but what I'm saying is they have so much confidence these days that they don't have those things of, you know, not knowing what we're going into. It's like, yeah, we're gonna fly. I'm 19. Yep, I'm gonna fly, and then I'm gonna be a fighter pilot. It's just amazing the self-confidence kids have these days.
Or maybe ignorance is bliss too.
Bliss. That, yeah, because they don't know what they're getting into, but they have zero. You know, like in our day, it would be like, you know, your mom and dad would check it out thoroughly. Right, it's like, I don't know about this and this, and they talk to uncles. And these kids just go.
That simulator, I hope that's open. We'll look at that. I want to walk around the grounds a little bit. We got some time today. I don't have to be back in Green Bay until 2. So, but I just again, I want to encourage people, families. You know, the older brother, take your little brother down here and, you know, check it out. There's so many things to see. And these planes are unbelievable, from homemade planes to some of these private jets to the many, many, like you said, 200-300 planes that have been in wars. Yeah. And that's very cool. And, you know, the other thing is that I think if people are, you know, juniors, seniors thinking of a career in aviation, there's everything here from air traffic controllers to pilots to mechanics. And, you know, this is a good industry, and it's going to be here for a long time.
It's not going anyplace. Right. Yeah, it's not going anyplace.
And, you know, it's not like, oh, it's going to be replaced by something. It's going to be replaced by its own industry. You know, I mean, this is a self.
So one of the things we didn't talk too much about, we mentioned it, but last year, one of the big topics was the possibility of air taxis. Remember that?
Personal.
Is that still a thing? I mean, because wasn't there something about whether or not they're going to be regulated by like air traffic controllers and things like that? Well, wasn't that like one of the
they can figure that out. They're just going to fly at a lower altitude. But I think what the thing was, the battery.
Oh, is that what it was? They weren't strong enough yet?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I remember the guy. Look, once.
And yeah, you're right.
And the guy's like, you don't really make batteries. We need somebody to step up on.
You're right.
It can't be too much weight, right? So you don't have it all battery. But I don't know. We're going to go over to that booth. I want to see how he's doing. I'd like to buy one of those. Johnny, we could have flown down here today instead of driving.
A listener has told me to keep track of the things that make you guys different from one another.
Yeah.
And the fact that he could go write a check.
Yeah. I can see
that. And we can't.
No.
Adding that to the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Add it to the list of things we can't do that he can.
You got to admit, John, if there was a plane, a personal aircraft that the wings folded up, you could put in your garage.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Well, they've got those here. We saw those last year.
But the batteries weren't any good.
Okay.
So if they have new batteries, wouldn't you try to buy one? Like, look at it?
No.
Just to go to your mom's. I could go to my mom's house in Appleton and Two Rivers and no.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And just scoot along and do whatever.
It's like a Harrier, though. It just goes up.
Yeah.
And then look at Jetsons.
Yeah.
I would do that for two reasons. One is to save time, but second, like, I'd like to be the first guy.
I know, you'd be that guy. You'd totally be that guy. But what about, like, power lines and things like that?
Well, I would look out for them.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't see them. I mean,
I was just going to say, how's your eyesight, Jim?
I'm sure they get that. They do have to test you on. I would, if you go straight up, I don't know. I guess if you, that's a good question.
Oh, well, maybe you should look into that before you.
I'll look.
What do you think, Todd? Maybe? Yeah, all right. We're getting the wrap. We're getting the hard wrap. All right. We have been down here at EAA all day. We've had a great morning. Just loved it.
Come
great
down people. Here.
And once again, Brittany is here. Brittany Merlot. She said the weather might be a little spotty between 1 and 5. Other than that, it looks great. Air shows. We'll be back again Thursday to talk with some more people. Todd, once again, thank you so much. And Amanda, thank you both so very much for being here and everything you do for us. So we got to go. We're back in the studio tomorrow. See you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee, Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.